In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Under the old law, the principal duty of the priests was to offer sacrifice. That was really the definition of what it meant to be a priest according to the Mosaic covenant. And there were all sorts of different sacrifices. We got quite a chuckle up in the seminary when we learned about these, because one of them was what was called a cereal offering. That's, you know, a sacrifice of grain offered to the Lord. Though, you know, being seminarians, we pictured Tony the Tiger being sacrificed, or Snap, Crackle, and Pop, or Toucan Sam, one of those. There were sacrifices of grain and of produce, you know, the offering of the first fruits to God. There were also, of course, animal sacrifices, some of which would be offered as a holocaust. You know, a holocaust offering was one that was entirely burnt and offered to God. But there were other sacrifices where a certain portion of the animal was burnt and offered up to God, a certain portion was given to the priests, and a certain portion was eaten by those who had had the sacrifice offered. And this was a sacrificial meal, and that way they shared in the sacrifice. Hope that sounds a little familiar to you, because that's really the kind of sacrifice that we're having at the Mass. And when we talk about the Mass as a meal, that's what we mean. We don't mean around your kitchen table. We don't mean a big party or a banquet. What we're talking about is a sacrificial meal with the emphasis on the sacrifice. And the eating of the sacrifice is how people participate in that sacrifice. And sacrifices could be offered for a good many purposes. There would be a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You're so grateful for what God has given you, you offer him a thank you gift. Then there were sacrifices that were required by the law. For example, when a child who was first born and also a male was born, a certain sacrifice had to be offered in place of that child, because you always gave the first fruits to God, but well, you don't want to sacrifice your kid. So instead of that, the law provided that you would offer, if you were rich, a bullock, or as Jesus' family did, a much smaller and less expensive sacrifice. That was the option offered for the poor. Then there was sin offerings. You know, when someone had committed a sin and wished to be forgiven and to basically say, God, I'm sorry, this is how I atone for my sin, they would have a sacrifice offered. And there was the great sacrifice, which was offered on the Day of Atonement, when a goat was offered, the scapegoat was offered a sacrifice for the sins of the people of Israel. All of that is very important because it gives us background for understanding the priesthood of the new covenant. You know, the sacrifice which is offered upon the altar is all of the above. It is a thanksgiving offering. You know, we are so grateful to God for all of the gifts that he has given us that we give back to him, that we offer the sacrifice. It is a sacrifice required by the law. What did Jesus say? Do this in memory of me. Then it is also a sin offering, because why did Jesus die upon the cross? For your sins and for mine. And so all of these wonderful sacrifices are offered by our high priest, who is Jesus Christ. And where does he offer it? Well, because he is God, he offers it in many places all at once. Of course, the principal sacrifice was himself upon the cross. And that sacrifice is also offered in the sanctuary in heaven, where Christ continually offers himself to his Father. But that sacrifice is made present through the priesthood of the new covenant, folks like me, to the people here on earth, so that you can participate in that one sacrifice. Now, we're not crucifying Jesus again. Couldn't do it even if we wanted to, but that one sacrifice is made present to us here and now, which we should all be very grateful for, because anyone here 2,000 years old and was in Jerusalem when Jesus was sacrificed? I think not. So that is how we access this. And this is why we can know that our sacrifice is always effective. And you don't have to really worry about whether the priest is particularly holy or not. So if you think Father Eric is a jerk, never fear, because he's not the one principally offering the sacrifice. Jesus is. And he does the heavy lifting. And the priest, whoever he is the secondary minister of the sacrifice. And that is why we are able to say with St. Paul in his letter to the Hebrews, Jesus is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.